Well, finally today, the Australian Heart Foundation has announced significant changes to its guidelines on what we should be eating. If you love dairy and eggs, you'll be happy. If you're a dedicated carnivore, the news is not so good, as David Sparks reports.
Heart attack survivor Pamela Biles knows her diet is something she needs to think about carefully.
I am conscious of my diet to the point where I am careful that I don't eat anything too extreme. The thought always goes through your head before you eat anything. You know, you don't want to cause a heart attack. I tend to steer away from greasy and fatty and poorly cooked foods. But yeah, I do still think before I eat.
When it comes to healthy eating, the science evolves and the goalposts are sometimes shifted. That's the case with an announcement today from the Heart Foundation, which is revising its guidelines for a healthy diet. The Foundation's Julianne Mitchell says some of the changes focus on dairy, eggs and red meat.
I think where the evidence is now shifting is to looking at the nutrients in those whole foods and how whole foods interact with each other.
If you love eggs, you're in luck. For healthy people, the Heart Foundation now says there's no limit to how many eggs you're allowed to eat. For people who have heart disease or diabetes, it recommends a maximum of 7 eggs per week. And the eternal debate over whether skim milk is better than old-fashioned regular milk has taken another turn. The foundation says full-fat milk, yogurt and cheese have all been given the green light.
Whether you choose low-fat or full-fat versions of milk, cheese and dairy has very little or neutral effect on heart disease risk. However, I should just caution that for those that live with heart disease or have high cholesterol, we do still recommend that you choose reduced fat options.
But if you're a red meat lover, it might be time to reassess. The foundation has lowered its maximum recommended intake of beef, lamb, pork and veal down to just 350 grams per week. That's 1 to 3 serves of red meat.
We're really encouraging people to eat more of the proteins that are protective to the heart, and that is fish. We're also suggesting, you know, use more plant-based proteins in your diet, such as chickpea, beans, tofu, lentils, as an alternative to red meat.
Elena George is a dietitian and lecturer at Deakin University, and she supports the Foundation's recommendation that full-fat milk should now be considered part of a healthy diet. She also supports the new limit on red meat consumption to 350 grams a week, but she recognises it'll be a tough idea to sell.
Certainly in Australia, we consume a lot of meat as part of our diet, upwards of 150 to 180 grams a day. The guideline certainly does reflect the evidence. So having more meat-free meals and having smaller amounts of meat in those meals and complementing that with vegetables and whole grains is going to be really important.
That report from David Sparks.